that mentions Ein Yad Hashem, it says Sheish Yom Tasa Melocha. It's not Shabbos. It talks about the Yom, that there's a special hetter by them to make Eichel Nefesh, to cook for what you need, etc., to carry, etc., etc., except for Yom Kippur. And it brings it out that format of Sheish Yomim, and she is called, and Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosah. Not only is it also Moloch, but he can't even eat. On a higher level, some is a Muslim. That's how the Goy learned to. However, it's interesting to note that other than the Shoinen don't write like that. Shoinen is interesting. Cheskuni, I'm going to quote the Cheskuni here. Very interesting. They write Taki that refers to Shabbos. Hi, how is Shabbos become a Moyet? Yeah, Shabbos, of course, what part of the coin, of course, is. And said, Eile Boyadei, Rene Hashem. The Moye is called Eile Boyadoi. What does Shabbos got to do with the Moye? But there happens to be in Bamidbar, there is a Sifri. There happens to throw in Bamidbar that mentions Baloischo. That Shabbos is also a din of Simcha, maybe Chiddush. That there is a din of Simcha for Shabbos. I once spoke about it, I don't know if I mentioned over here, but I once spoke about it a few years ago, about the concept of difference in Simcha. I wanted to say that even though you don't find the halacha of a, what you call, an outward manifestation of Simcha, like Mavosim Yayin, the din of Sameach for Shabbos, it's a din of Oedek Shabbos. Special foods and so forth for Oedek Shabbos. Because it's not called Simcha. Those are the Samach the Fayeka Shabbos. But yet we say, Yismachu b'malchus koshem Shabbos. Some say b'shachbos, and Musaf also. Yismachu b'malchus koshem Shabbos for the Oedek and the what's that? They said, the Shabbos is the Indian of an inner type of seed. And you have to be side of Simcha that ain't Simcha of Boss of the Yayin. That Simcha creates, in a sense, the food, the special food that the person eats, the wine, brings him to outward manifestation of joy, of people right. The joyous. Shabbos is the need of an inner type of Simcha, where the person, in a sense, that's called Oinek. Simcha, where the Simcha eats from my horse, my shame is Shabbos. Indeed, a Priya Soila, and that the world is in a Boy Shoila. That we have to be Tocher in the Minute Muna, and we don't work on Shabbos, but if we're going to take care of us, we don't have to worry and so forth. That's a need of an inner type of Simcha. Like you have the person says a certain sense of satisfaction, calmness, serenity. That's called, that's a deeper type of Simcha. Just like it says by Avraham Avinu, he went to the Akedah with Yitzchak. The Medrash brings over there, the Medrash says, outwardly he was crying. Automatically, he's doing such a thing that he's crying, the Medrash says. But inside, Hoyesomeach, the Libre Hoyesomeach, there was a simple certain sense of satisfaction in his heart. He's doing what the boy shall told to do. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how difficult it is, no matter what kind of serious nefesh you need, but there was an inner type of a simcha. That's called Yismachu b'malchus koshrei neshavs. And that's why in Shmon Esrei, it's interesting, when Shmon Esrei Friday night, you say by Yichulu, how do you bring about the Bria Soilam? Sheshi Shomun. Who created the world, Bria Soilam. Or that's the Simcha of Shabbos. The Simcha of Shabbos is that we have a Kabbal, the Ira Bria Soilam and so forth. Like the Amun of the Tokah that we have in the Bai Shalom. So that's called an inner type of a Simcha. So the Cheskuni says over here, listen to the word what Cheskuni says. Cheskuni makes a statement. He says two things. One place he says, get the exact language where he says, when he said over here, he says, by Shabbos, He says by Shabbos, it's interesting to note, he says, that the Rebbe Yisrael was not matriach Klal Yisrael with special korbanos on Shabbos, just Shnei Chavosim. And there's no korban musaf. By the way, as Rabban brings later on, you have the only time by there's no korban chatas on Shabbos. And go look, you'll see, with all the entitlement, there's special chatas you bring. But by Shabbos, there's no korban chatas, no korban chatas on Shabbos. He says, he says over here, all you do is bring in the Nemabo Chatos, which Guni brings it also, that there is no such thing as a Korban Chatos and Shabbos. Why? Shemai, he says, Bishar, who suffered by the Bus of Yotun, did they cover the Shabbos? Why the Shabbos? She'ain Lishkait Bishabbos, Dover, Anechel, Shum Odom, El Akol. That you can't sit all for the Rebbe Yisrael. Shabbos is Beini Lem in Israel. Shabbos only see Beini Lem in Israel is only from the Rebbe Yisrael. Therefore, since the Korban Chatos is brought and people eat from the Korban Chatos, the Kohen Ohanim eat from the Korban Chatos and so on, that's not the Pinot Shabbos. That's for general use. The components of the Shnei Chavosim b'Shabbos are the oila. It's Kulul Hashem. That's what the worship was Mati on Shabbos to do, the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. But the only side of Shabbos is the Shem Hashem. Shabbos is not the concept that's for us. If our whole simcha is with the worship, it's with the worship of Hashem b'Shabbos. Now what is the side of a Korban Chatos or what? We find over here, look at another piece, what he says further, the Chizkuni, and so what other Rishonim you have. Very interesting statement that he makes, where, it's also regarding the Council of the Chatos on Shabbos. He says over here, here it is. He said over here, the school, he says, again, have a korban musa, Shabbos, loiksiv bei loichatos lekapora. The oldest monastery, Yantuf, take a look. Yes, for kapora, forgiveness, pavokatos, lechatoenu, balinu yatzenu. Not Shabbos. Why? Look what he says. Shabbos said, the lambda to teach you. Says she ain't kovanoisa for the papir. Kovanos of Shabbos are not coming for kapor. It's only a dinner like a kovan tomin, as the Scooty says. Kovan tomin is a tomin in the morning and the night for the morning fellow. A special snake of Olsen. Special snake of Olsen for the morning fellow. That's it. But not for the benefit of any human being in that sense. So he says, Fish is Shabbos. This is the Fish of Shabbos. The Chaperes. Shabbos alone is the Chaper. This is what Shir Yom HaShabbos and other Barishas said. He said that Shabbos is Kapora. First, he keeps the Shabbos. I feel like he made a veil like the Zor Gedorish and Enoish. First, it was the Chaper. If he's the Kabbal Shabbos, he does tshuva with Shabbos. Shabbos is the biggest tshuva that a person could do. It's be mekabel Shabbos. Because by doing tshuva and mekabel Shabbos, that means you're mekabel, you believe that the person created the world. And so forth. You're back again with the whole lineage of Emuna, we talk about. So the Shabbos is mekabel. Those things are korban on Shabbos. He said, for kapora. Only the korban we bring is l'nech nechoyah koshem. And we need the snake of osim. That's it. We're not the din over here. By the halacha of the din of a korban Shabbos. The Shabbos is a sholem, abundant, worshipfully, and because it's holy Israel. And that's what the Medrash brings, that the zug, the partner from Bnei Israel, is Shabbos. Shabbos is the partner from Bnei Israel, and that is the discourse that we have, the Shabbos sholem and vayrach. concept of Sholem, the concept of Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos don't seem to include a Kapora. No sense of Kapora whatsoever. And that's why there's no hidden Korban Musaf, no Chatas on Shabbos, no Korban Chatas on Shabbos. The only place, take a look in Parshas Pinchas and you'll see by the Kamoras. And if you look at the Shmon Esrei that you say in Yom Tov. Fantastic talk over here. Shabbos is Kapora. The biggest Kapora that a person can have is that he keeps Shabbos properly, the biggest chus that he can have, the biggest tshuva that he can do. Be chos of the tshuva in the sense of that a person has regret, remorse, returns, it's in the highest degree is that he keeps the Shabbos. The Kabbalah of a Shabbos, he becomes a new person again. And Svasema said that topic. There is a locha by Sheva Brochus. That by Sheva Brochus, you have to have a part of Kadoshos every day. Somebody that wasn't there before, then you're making the Sheva Brochus for somebody new. Simcha. So the halacha is, and I'll say, that on Shabbos you don't need a part of Kadoshos. You don't need any new person. So some say Pshat, because Shabbos itself is the new guest. In the covenant of Shabbos, you don't need anybody else. But Svasema says no. He said the Pshat over here is not that Shabbos is the new guest. But on Shabbos, you become a new person, he says. And the person has to understand that when it comes Shabbos, it's an ayah mensh. It's an ish chodosh. In the Kabbalah of Shabbos, you shall be Yisrael, the Kiddush of Shabbos, Yisrael goes to Shabbos, Shabbos, according to anything. So maybe the person himself is a different person, he said. You don't need a part of Kadosh. You are the part of Kadosh. You yourself become part of Kadosh because of the Kiddush of Shabbos. You know, the concept of Shabbos. That concept over there. Therefore, they say Pshat over here, that they learn Pshat different than the Vilna Goyim says also, that it certainly refers to Shabbos. And Shabbos has a din of Yom Tov with the concept of what I'm saying is an inner simcha, an inner joy, a joy of emunah, of bitachon in the Goyim Shalom. And that's why we say Taki Yismachu b'malchus kosher b'shabbat. Yismachu means simcha. Yismachu b'malchus kosher. Not Yismachu b'bosom b'yayin. Yismachu just in general b'aksomeya. But Yismachu b'malchus kosher b'shabbat. That's the simcha of malchus kosher. Malchus ha'shamayim. Malchus in the voice of the union of Bria Soil. That's the introduction to all the optimism over here. And that was the idea of the Shabbat. Go baseball to be showing them where that shot. I mean, I'm explaining it, I'm saying my own in concept over here in addition. Based on that, we come into now, after that, you come into your training. Now, the first yotah that we discuss is Pesach naturally, and from there we go to the Asir Soina that we mentioned over here. Of course, because of the sphere that a person counts, so the mitzvah that we start with the chen, Brochus of Shabbos, and introduction to the next shuas, until we are to the shuas in that sense. The interesting question I saw about the Pesach, I saw an interesting story from a Hirsch Berlin, Tzvi Hirsch Berlin. He was called Tzvi Hirsch Berlin. Because he was the Rav of Berlin at that time, this is in 1800s, the first half of the 18th century, 19th century, from about 1840 or so, in the 50s. He was the Rav of Berlin, and in those days there was a minig that the Moshe Lo'ir, like the mayor of the town, would come to the Rabbi Seder of Pesach. I didn't know that, I saw that, brought out. Town. And that was the minig over there in Germany at that time, Berlin. This is in 1800, 1820, 1830. And the mayor, the head of the Moshe, the head of the community, that would come, the guy would come to the Seder. So they tell, the story is told about him, at one place of the new mayor came to the Seder. And he sits down and he sees the Seder by the Hirsch Berlin. That beautiful kalim and so forth, and mamish like a palace, a magnificent table all set, and like people that are mamish nobility mamish. So he says to the Hirsch, He says, Rabina, the Rebbe says he has a question always bothers him. He says, I don't understand. He said, when it comes Sukkot time, you leave the house and you go out into a little hut, and usually it's cold and dark and damp, or you bring out stuff over there, etc. But it's not an easy thing. It's not here. He said, you're sitting in splendor and joy and mamish like the covered manuka, mamish like the nobility. So it bothers me. He says, hey, so when you sit like that, like kings and all that, said, Manashtana Lila, sir. Kalalela. He said, why don't you say Manashtana Sukkos? Because the Sukkos, you're going out into the yard. You're going out into a hut. He said, you're leaving a nice warm house. Today you say Manashtana Lila, sir. What do you say Manashtana over here? That's the answer to the question. So he had the opportunity at that time. He said, to tell him that the guy had the lesson, learned the lesson, how to treat the Jews. He said, I'll tell you why. He said, very simply, he said, the difference. He said, when the child grows up as a Jew, he knows that the Jews went through all these trials and tribulations and all from Kubbeis until now in Berlin. The last 1,000 years, he says, where we're living nice and all of a sudden we're chased out. Or we lose everything. We have nothing and so forth. So every time we are in a place where we are, we're always afraid we're going to be changed out. We're always going to be thrown out and so forth. So he says, when you come into a house, you go to a sukkah, it's not a big surprise to the child. Because he knows that eventually we're going to be chased out anyway. We're always chased out. But when it comes to Pesach and you sit down, like kings, like nobility, and there's never such a thing in his life. He says, what's this? Is the goal is over? Is Mashiach here already? Is the Beis Hamikdash there? He said, that's Manashtana, he said. He said, we're always afraid they're going to chase us out. And he was sitting like mamash, we own the world. And a chayrin, we're sitting mamash like this. He said, that's why it's Manashtana, Lalazah, Pesach. But not on Sukkis. On Sukkis, we expect goals. We expect suffering. We know what persecution is. We know what we went by. So the Beis is, he says, Rabbi, I think I understand what you're telling me, he said. I understand what you're saying. You had that particular Nakuda, then you understand what you say. Manashtana Laila is there. You have to get patient and not a surface in that sense. But it's interesting to note that in the din of Pesach and Sphira, we find over here that the Torah brings in a possible that always bothered me, that really doesn't belong here, that was mentioned in the Parsha Kedoshim already. He said, Kutzachem is Kitzir Arzachem. That when you cut the harvest and so forth, all this stuff, etc., you should get the only one again, Tazai, to leave over, so forth for the poor people. Mentioned over here, again, in this particular parsha. And I saw the question, why Tati is mentioned over here again? As you mentioned again over here, this particular character from Griscom is Gutsir Atsachem. It has mentioned before already. Mentioned before in the Pashik Adoshim. That you should, if Griscom is Gutsir Atsachem, here it is. It's hard by Salzburg. Running again, Tazai. That's the last possible after the Sphere, right before Chamishi. So here, oh, there's Taz Voisom. Again, give it to the voice. What do you say? What's the job? So I remember I wanted to say an answer. I don't know if you ever said it over here. I think I want to say an answer. That how, even though it says the Pashki, though he should have said to get over here. Because many times you have a young nation celebrating over here. Like this was a local that you have to be overpaid and so forth. And then you have said Pasotcha, there's a Skurcha, Leket, Kitsilcha. Leave over for the poor people the various gifts that you have to leave over, okay. But many times it's an extra reminder, celebrating a yontif. Many people think the yontif now is for me. I'm giving the dovas to the Rebbeisham over here. You say the Pasuk says, well, you know, I ponareikam, drink a bottle of the dovas, according to how much you're blessed, as the Pasuk says. So therefore, Moshe could think that maybe on your Yom, I don't have to worry about that. The good book is here, I'll come refer to the regular time when you're in home, as a regular part of the year, and I give my obligations to the poor. But a Yom is for me. It's for me to have the joy. For me to make the simcha and so forth. Moshe says, Dr. Yom, please don't forget, even Yom, no matter what it is, don't forget. You still have the poor man. Pay a record, sheep, etc. That you have to give him, no matter what it is for the poor, make sure that the donors of the poor are there. And in fact, it's a mission of 50 others. In the fifth paragraph, it brought down that that a person is going to be punished. It says, Devon, covered for over a year, Abba Prokin, Vishona. The fifth paragraph, and it comes out in the 12th Mishnah, comes out over there, that it says, the Moitsoi Achav, Moitsoi Yom Toivim, will be judged, it says, for what? For the Matonus Anim, that you didn't give on Yom Tov, you should have given. Which means that it came Yom Tov, you forgot about the Oni. And you thought it was your celebration, it's your time of Yom, your time of joy. No? I remember the Oni at that time also. I said, to the always, never come for the oil. For people that are not careful, and they owe my Torahs, that they don't give their stalker and your toyhim because they think that's only for themselves. That's what the Pasha says, the Rem is this Pasha, the Kutzkam, the Tira Hatzkam, the Tafki, middle of the altar. Put it over here. Don't forget that you still have to give the Oli his gift of God. That's what I wanted to bring out. I heard to finish, but I wanted to say over here. You can deal with a Mishnah from Ovois. Take a look at Sect Ovois. By the way, I hope you're learning Ovois, that I mentioned about learning Sect Ovois. We'll probably start talking each week from now on Mishnahs and Sect Ovois as well, regarding together with the Parsha. Before we go, I just want to make one or two points on the also on the employee that you have on the union of Shavuos and Sukkos. Right after you have Pesach and you have Sfira, as I mentioned here, you mentioned the story of Shavuos, that the person that Tzeres, and the, you know, that Tzeres is like Rosh Hashanah, Shalom of Illinois. In fact, that's why we read the Parsha Bamidbar, the Shabbos before Shavuos, to make a hefsik between Habakkuk and Kaisai in the Klolos. So we say, Tikkun Shalom of Illinois. Anymore, it's a kasha masechta Megillah. And he had told the masechta Megillah, that's lamed on the base. Anymore, it's a kasha over there. That what kind of Rosh Hashanah is the Shavuos? Okay, by the union of Kisavoy, you have Mitzvah Mayela, so forth, before Rosh Hashanah. But what do you have over there, here? So he said, no, Shavuos is called Rosh Hashanah, Anymore, Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah for fruits. For the way you call for the old owners, no, that's people have to eat and so forth. So that's also an Indian Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah and Megillah. So we learn by Midbar to make a separation between Tikkun Shavuos and Kiddush Hashem and Tikkun Shavuos and Kiddush Hashem by the Indian of Shavuos also. That's a clock that you have by the Midbar and by the Indian of Shavuos. And then that's the story that we say by Shavuos that the Zaman Matan Torah Seinu. Time of the giving of the Torah. And then he asked, somebody asked me, he said, why you don't say Zaman Kabbalah's Torah saying? Because the main Chiddush over here is that we want to cover the Torah. Of course, the Moshe gives the Torah. He wants us to take it. But the big deal is, Nasim and Ishma, that we took it. Why don't we say Zaman Kabbalah's Torah? Kabbalah's Torah. But I wanted to say, my answer that I wanted to say is that the concept of Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, because that's, we celebrate once a year, Torah Moshe gave the Torah. But Kabbalah Satorah is no such thing as once a year. A person can be take upon himself to do Kabbal, the Torah, every single day. And we say, Kadosh Rabbah, Rabbah Munasecha. He didn't learn. Now he makes up his mind, he's going to learn. He's going to be Kabbal the Torah now. He's going to set up time to learn Torah. The new Kabbalah, the most of the Kiddushin over there. You sit down to learn, it's like the Kabbalah Torah Mishinai. So Kabbalah Satorah can be made at any moment, at any time. any place that could be recovered the time, not a time of Zman. That only sporty shores? No. It's a bonus of could be at any time. And that's a school that a person has, that he could be recovered on himself the time. And as we say in Pirkei Avos, that kind of a cover what you call the oil tire is mavir mimenu oil malchus rather heretz says the parak. You can always be cover the oil tire and save yourself the duty of tshuva. That's why it says that is man matar to the saint. Because giving the tire, officially giving, it was only once. But she gave it on tshuvas. That's why we commemorate on tshuvas. But the idea of taking, we always take. New take could always be a new take. But the council of here, Kabbalah Sakhaira, my mother to the same, who is not Kabbalah to the same. That's what I want to say, the concept of the union of Shuls. There's other answers you can give, but that's the one I wanted to read. So, you come to Sukkis, actually, right after that. Which what now, first we have Rosh Hashanah. I think Rosh Hashanah mentioned over here too. You know what's interesting? And Rosh Hashanah doesn't give a date. The Rabbi of Titan says, Tezvav, so forth. I mean, Rosh Hashanah 60 days after Pesach. But by Rosh Hashanah, just said the first day, Rosh Hashanah gives you a Shkhaydish. Gives you a Shkhaydish for the Lord. The first day of the month. You don't mention Shkhaydish, but it's a Shkhaydish. So it's actually the first day of the month. That's the concept of the universal form and so forth. In fact, there's a whole shiva over there. But a person we don't agree with, but in Machlokes HaChiddush in that, one of the Achronim wants to say that a person forgets Rosh Hashanah at night, what he's supposed to say, the Melech HaKodesh and so forth, he doesn't have to go back. Because it's aim kachas a chodesh v'laila, because it's chodesh at night. But at night it's not the din of the Yom Kippur. You know, we don't hold like that. But that's what he wants to say, that it has a din of a chodesh too. So maybe it's a chodesh not at night, only in the daytime. But with honesty, that's not accepted that particular viewpoint, that particular point. But we do see the din of it's a new chodesh. And I once said. If you remember this, I said once a few years ago over here, I think on the Zoom, I'm not sure, that why Rosh Hashanah talking? You're not becoming, not becoming Shachaydish. Kiddush Shachaydish, you bet Shachaydish, no. But here, I want to say that particular point, that after Rosh Hashanah, we're not becoming of the Shachaydish, because and Kiddush Shachaydish, we ask for various things. Also, 10 things we ask for in the Yerushal over there. But it's Shachaydish. But for Shana, we don't ask anything. That's going to allow us to say what we're Shana. We are Machnia, we are Kabbalah Omach Shemayim. And we accept the din. Which means we throw on the mercy of the court, and the mercy of the best. Mercy of Shemayim, mercy of Lamech Monos on us. But it's not a din that we're asking for anything. If I can't, we want to just show the emuna of the talk of the version and he should help us. That's it. That's the sight. So therefore, we're not asking for anything. We're not going with tightness and so forth. We're not asking or begging or anything for a chai for soil, chai for tightness. That's it, no. But really, that we, well, it's all my Hashemayim. The order and so forth, then you come along with Hashemayim and the voice of the talk that particular point. Actually, say the father of the Torah, so the Kabbalah of the Shemayim, that particular thing. Therefore, this is the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Chabad. Rabbi Shor Salanka says, that's why the Dafka said people say, Yom Kippur should have been before Rosh Hashanah. So you fast, you do tshuva, and then after Hashanah, you'll have a good year. But he says, no. The Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah is the introduction to Yom Kippur. Because when you're Rosh Hashanah, you're Mekabalel Mach Shemayim, then you come to Yom Kippur to do tshuva. You see, with them, it's a tshuva, a kapor, very briefly, but that's why Yom Kippur starts after Rosh Hashanah. Because the Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah is the El Mach Shemayim. You don't ask for anything. That's the Mekabalel Mach Shemayim, and then they're throwing it up there, you'll bench the Shemayim, so that's a version of the court, so to speak. That's us. And then we can have Yom Kippur is Kapur. When you come to sit, the Sukkot is called Tshuva Me'ava. As far as after Yom Kippur, there's much more to say on each one of these things, but this one thought on each thing, very brief. See the classic of the entire who follow one another. And it said there, that we should have been avoidance. Why should count the avoidance from Sukkot? Why? Because after Yom Kippur, the person considered like Tadik, or Sid. That the as Kampora, and because if it was Tshuva Meira brought down, the fear that we have, punishment and so forth, the Averis that we have, but after that, as Sukkot, we go Me'ava. We did our Tshuva and so forth, and now we're going down to Ahava. We feel good in the Yahav HaShem, Ahava Shemayim. In that sense, that's a new Kabbalah that a person has. And that's the side that the Ahava, we go out of the house even. We haven't talked to the Bersha, we don't care, you know, it's difficult to touch what we do. That's because of our Sukkot. That to show the Yahav HaShem that we go in any situation, any matzah that a person finds himself, he still has the side of the Ahava Hashem. That's the side of Sukkot, and that particular point that you bring out in the Indian of Sukkot that you have. And that's why we say, as of the Indian of Sukkot, Meshev Sukkot, and so forth. And then you have also the Esrim Lulav on Sukkot, but the Yontif is called Sukkot. Because Sukkot is the introduction to the Yontif. The Chavos of the Yontif comes on Sukkot. The din of Esrei first comes at the daytime of the first day, which is already Sukkot, you see. So Sukkot goes into effect before the din of Esrei the Lulav. So that's the Yisrael of Sukkot. That's why the Yisrael is, and that's why it's called the Yontif of Sukkot, not the Yontif of Esrei, the Yontif of Lulav and so forth. But this is a mitzvah that we do on Sukkot, the Esrei the Lulav. That depicts the type of the person. And in fact, that's what the Medrash says, that the Esrei the Lulav, the four or five Medrashim over here, it's very too late to bring them all now, I'll continue with that, time's coming. There's a tremendous amount of Medrashim on this particular, the Esrei the Lulav and the connection to Sukkot and so forth. One of the Yisrael is like you have, just like you have Bishpizim, you say, that Avraham, Yitzchak, Yantar, so forth, they say,